Marking 21 years since that tragic day, I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Ceremonies held today to remember 9/11, the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. At Ground Zero in New York, a family member spoke about his grief.
The anger is still there. The pain is still there. The grief is not something you check off on a list and finish. It's the new normal.
The names being read of the nearly 3,000 people who lost their lives. Vice President Kamala Harris attending the ceremonies in New York. President Biden was at the Pentagon for a wreath-laying and remembrance ceremony.
I know for all those of you who've lost someone, 21 years is both a lifetime and no time at all.
First Lady Jill Biden in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, attending ceremonies there.
Bells ring to remember the 33 passengers and 7 crew members on United Flight 93 who helped prevent 4 hijackers from reaching their intended target at the U.S. Capitol, leading to the plane crashing in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden speaking about what their collective sacrifice still means.
A record of our collective grief and a monument to the memories that live on in us each day.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Queen Elizabeth's coffin is now the British monarchy's residence in Edinburgh after a slow procession viewed by thousands of mourners lining the way from Balmoral Castle through the Scottish countryside. It will be in Edinburgh until Monday afternoon. An Arvada, Colorado police officer was killed early today while responding to a disturbance call. A woman was shot and wounded by the suspect, who is hospitalized with a gunshot wound. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The last operating reactor in Ukraine at Europe's largest nuclear power plant has been shut down to reduce the threat of a radiation disaster amid the continuing fighting. The move became possible after the plant was reconnected to Ukraine's power grid yesterday. Republicans remain optimistic they can retake political control of Congress in the midterm elections this November. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott on Fox News Sunday.
Here's the truth about the issues that matter to the American people. The economy, inflation, and gas prices are the top three issues. And without any question, the social issues certainly presents an opportunity for us to have a conversation with the American people about what matters to them and how we should approach that issue.
Reproductive rights is another major issue after the Supreme Court's recent decision to essentially overturn Roe v. Wade and return the issue back to the states. Some of the migrants who have been bused to Chicago recently from Texas are now being moved to suburban areas.
An estimated 300 migrants have been bused from Texas to Chicago, a so-called sanctuary city, over the last couple weeks, which Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot called inhumane and unpatriotic.
What we have and will continue to do is welcome them with open arms.
And as more migrants are expected, the village of Burr Ridge confirms many of the migrants have been bused to some of its hotels in neighboring DuPage County without consultation from Chicago, Cook County, or the state. And the frustration of Burr Ridge Mayor Gary Grasso, who tells NBC5 Chicago that what Mayor Lightfoot accuses Texas of doing to her is what she's doing to Burr Ridge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Two more loads of aid for Pakistan's flood-ravaged areas arrived today on U.S. military planes. Deadly monsoon rains caused the flooding in Pakistan's southern Sindh province. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.